The Gemara says in Dafnin Alfin Beis, the Misha Loi Ra, Beis HaMikdash B'Minyanai. Anyone who didn't see the Beis HaMikdash B'Minyanai when it was built, Loi Ra, Binin Mefur Ma'ilav, never saw such a beautiful building. And the Gemara says that's referring to the Binin of Hordus, the Bayis Sheni that Hordus beautified. And the Gemara says, what was the beauty of Bayis Sheni? So it says that he used a certain type of stone, a certain type of marble, that was Avni Kuchlu Marmara, it was blue stones and white stones, Apik Safa, Vayil Safa, and it had a certain look. It was blue and white marbles. And then the Chachamim wanted to coat it with gold to make it look even more beautiful, and the Rabbanan said, no, leave it the way it is, leave it blue and white instead of coating it with gold. Why? The Hachi, Shapert Fei, the Mischazi, Ke'edvas of the Yama. The way it is now is even better than gold because it looks like the waves of the ocean. When you have the blue and the white and it was going in and out, it had this image of looking like the ocean, like the waves in the ocean, and therefore they said to leave it the way it is. And it, Lachar Tzapela, Tamua, very difficult to understand this Gemara. What is the idea? What is the Indian of having the walls of the Beis HaMikdash look like the waves of the ocean? What's so beautiful about that? Ad Kedei Kach, the Chacham said, it's better to look like the waves than to coat it with gold. How could looking like waves be better than gold? What is the Aymek over here? What are Chazal teaching us? What's the idea of looking like the waves of the ocean? And Rav Futner said a beautiful Hasbro over here. He quoted the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Pei Tes. It says the following. It says, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Moshe B'Ga'os HaYam, you control the strength of the ocean. B'Soy Galav Ata Teshabchem. And when the waves rise to their greatest heights, that's when you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise the waves. So what is the meaning of this? What does it mean Hashem praises the waves when they rise all the way up? So Chazal say, Rav Futner quotes some Chazal, that the Ikar Shvach of the waves comes when they rise up. Because what does a wave do? A wave in the ocean, it rises, it goes higher, 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 all the way up, and as soon as it reaches its greatest heights, it comes crashing down and turns into nothing, turns back to the way it was in the beginning. And if a wave would think to himself about what he's doing, he would think, you know, what's the point? Why should I push and try to push myself to go higher and higher and higher if a second later I'm going to come crashing down and I'll be in the same place that I was? There's no reason to do that. But yet the waves don't do that. The waves go and they know that right now my avoda is, Ratzon Hashem is, I should go up, I should rise. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's how he programmed the Bria. I should go up. So they go up. The fact that in a couple minutes they're going to come crashing down, a couple of seconds they'll crash down, that doesn't make a difference. They don't think about what's going to be later. They think about the present. This is my avoda now. That's what I'm going to do, even though it might not have kiyum, even though it's not going to last. And that's the Shvach, that's an HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meshabech them for being able to live and do whatever they could do, put all their keichas into the now, even though they know it might not have kiyum, it might not last. And Rav Futner explained what was going on at the time of Bayis Sheni, the Tekufa of Hordus. At that time, Chazal tell us, the Rishonim say, that they already knew that the Bayis is going to be Nachrav. They knew that this Binyan is not going to go on forever. They knew that pretty soon it's going to be destroyed. And one can think that if we know the Mikdash is going to be Nachav, then why invest in it? Why beautify it? Why work so hard to make it a beautiful building? Anyways, it's going to be destroyed in a couple of years. Why bother? And there were people who said that. You had the naysayers who said, why invest? Why put keichas into this? It's not going to last. Let's put keichas into something else. But Hurdus said no. Hurdus said, right now, at the end of the day, this is the Beis Hashem. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bayis. This is where the Shekhinah is. And we have to put all our keichas into it and beautify it and make it as beautiful as possible. That's our avodah now at the moment. What happens tomorrow doesn't make a difference. If it comes crashing down, it'll come crashing down. But right now, our avodah is to do the Ratzon Hashem and make it as beautiful as possible. I mean, Chachamim saw that. When they saw what he did, and when they saw that the walls looked like the waves of the ocean, they said, leave it like that. Don't coat it with gold. The waves are even more beautiful because the waves are what teaches this yisayid. Just like the wave goes up and up and up, even though it knows it's going to come crashing down, that's what Hordus did by beautifying the binyan. He put all his kleichas into it because in the moment that was the Avedis Hashem, that was Ratzon Hashem, and he didn't think about what's going to be tomorrow. He didn't think about what's going to be afterwards. It's going to come crashing down. So the waves really represented the whole attitude and the Aved of Hordus and beautifying the Mikdash. And therefore, Chachamim felt that there's a certain beauty in the waves, which is even more beautiful than gold. And perhaps it's a limit for us, Minyanu D'Yayma, when it comes El Roshana Yom Neroim, put kaiches and to try to do tshuva and make kabbalas and better ourselves. And then sometimes we think, but what's the point? Afterwards, as soon as Yom Kippur is over, we go back to normal, back to the way we were. What's the purpose of putting all our kaiches into our avodah now? And the limit of the waves is that no, that's not the way it works. Right now, the Ratzon Hashem is we have to work. It's a time of tshuva, time of aliyah, time of kuvvet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We put our kaiches into it. We try to grow. We try to improve. And what happens afterwards, that's not in our hands. It doesn't make a difference. You don't think about the then, don't think about tomorrow, think about today. Now it's a time of kurva, a time of Abba, Chodesh to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we have to do at this time. And b'schus we do it, Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow us, they should have a kiyam, it should be niskayim la'ilam, we should all be zeichet, to k'siv and k'sima taiva.